faith.
Full of strife, set down your mental fences, smash out of life. I catch you, the senses, there will be no fright. The never ending orchestra, perfect insight. So long to march a being with a halo of light. Be you animated or a global delight. Soon you every single body will be out of sight. With the power of it, we are about to astound. All the preconceptions that might come about. Listen very close, my inner voice expounds. We are human race, and we groove through the sound. We deliver the truth to a musical burst. Soul-checking sounds really electrify the earth. People have to know that it's not about the money. This is not the way to make your life sunny. There is no need if you've got the soul. See, love, life, and peace can only begin when you know in your heart sunshine's from within. Love all your brothers, and love all your sisters. Love all your weakness, and love all your misses. Don't be shy when you're sharing your keepers from jealousy. Get the blues and the hippos.
Jimmy Hendrix, so these two brothers make the world go round. Yeah, they do it with ice, and Jimmy did it with sound. But all these men, it was found that there were not any murders so earthbound. Don't let the rest of space keep a smart body lace. Set up for Easter rides, we like the burning lights. Go and spread the world from town to town. We are the human race, and up we go, you clone.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And who do we have on the line right now? Are you there, caller?
Me?
Yes, who are you?
Oh, it's you, Hardwell. Well, it's me. I don't know me. I mean, I know me, but it's, I'm an image of a double image, so it's, I'm your image, you're the dreamer. I'm the secondary person in your dream. You created an image of me, but it's still me, and I'm Nina Hagen from East Berlin.
Nina Hagen, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you are playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I think your first time in Vancouver in like 18 years. Is this true, Nina Hagen?
Oh, my God. I guess so. Hardware, when you say that, yeah.
Actually, Nardwar, not Hardwar.
Oh,
Nardwar.
Nardwar. My N, I wrote the N, you know, I wrote your name down so I don't forget it.
But that's okay
it
because...
It looks like an A.
That's okay because you're Nina Hagen, and you can call me whatever you want, Nina Hagen. And actually, if anybody out there has any questions for Nina Hagen, who is playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom, the phone number to call is 604-UBC-CITR to speak to Nina Hagen. And Nina, we began the show with What Is It? What was the song we just played?
It's a song which I co-wrote with Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the early 80s. It was 83. And that was the old school hip-hop when we discovered breakdance and when I was rolling and cruising around on the floor getting swollen hips in a heart shape.
Was Flea playing bass on that track? Who was playing bass on that track?
From the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That is Flea rocking and rolling with Nina Hagen, who will be rocking and rolling tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. Nina, who will be in your band tonight? Who's going to be up on stage in the Nina Hagen band tonight? Or who's going to be playing with Nina Hagen tonight?
Okay, as we are Nina Hagen and the Nina Hagens, except Brad, our bass player. He is Jesus. So it's Paul Ressler on the keyboards. Paul Ressler is with me since 1980. He played on Nonsex Monk Rock and many other albums.
And he was in the Screamers, too. Legendary LA band, the Screamers.
Yes, he is a legend. The legendary Paul Ressler. And it's Jeff Mintz on drums. And it is Marcus on guitar. And Marcus is our new guitar player. I just know him since around Christmas.
Nina, what happened to the all-new, all-female Nina Hagen polka band? What happened to that?
Which band was that? Was that with Snapper, all my girlfriends?
Yes, what happened to Snapper? And who are Snapper, in case people are wondering?
Yes, Snapper still exists. You can find them in the internet. And it's Andy Beltrano, the guitarist and the singer. And I just moved back to California. My son is 14 years old now, and he goes to school there. So I'm a Berliner Californian again. And I hope to see all the girls pretty soon, one of these days.
They were an amazing backup band, and we'll just play, for the listeners out there, a tiny little bit of Snapper right here. They were all female backup band for Nina Hagen at once. They did a couple tours with you, right?
Yeah, and we wrote songs together, too.
Here's a bit of Snapper. Nina Hagen, Snapper, who backed you up at one time, and tonight you're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. And if anybody has any questions for Nina Hagen, it's 604-UBC-CITR. And Nina, who has played with you over the years? You also had another famous L.A. guy, Pat Smear from the Germs. Have you hooked up with him recently? Have you seen him around at all?
Oh, my God. You know, back in the days when Pat played with Nirvana and Kurt Cobain, I totally missed it. I never saw them live. Well, anyways, and I haven't seen him for a while, but he's good friends with Paul Ressler, so I'm sure we're going to hook up one of these days again.
Tonight, Nina Hagen, what will the songs that you will be playing? What songs will we be playing out there? I love your song, Ska. Are you going to do the song Ska tonight? What sort of songs are going to be at the Commodore Ballroom, Nina Hagen?
Yeah, I probably towards the end of the show or towards the encore gonna grab the guitar myself because I love to play guitar also. And there we usually do ska when I grab it because those are the songs which either start in E or in A. That's the song. That's the keys I love to play on my guitar. And they all sound the same, like the beginning of Born in Zigzags. It's this rock riff. Dong, 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 dong. And so there's a couple of those. And I wrote a new song for, it's called United Women of the World. I wrote it for the women in Afghanistan who were fighting for their liberty and dignity. So then I have some goodies, but oldies, but goodies. And I have some new songs and some cover songs and some surprising songs.
Any hints for the listeners out there at all, Nina
Hagen?
Oh, Hagen?
My God.
Just a few little hints. The gig's already sold out. People have already bought their tickets. Just a little hint.
Okay, well, we're going to for sure play New York, because I love my New York. And we're going to probably play TV Glotza, which is a translation I did from The Tubes, White Punks on Dope, and I wrote about people who are addicted to television, which is awful. And television is a good thing, no matter what. I saw a documentary the other day about a fabulous black American woman. Her name is Bea Richards, and she was a human rights fighter back in the 1920s. She was born in the 1920s, and she was fighting against the Southern Mississippi apartheid times. She's a fabulous poet, and I found her, and she found me. She died in 2000, the year 2000, but that's my discovery for this new year. Check out Bea Richards on the internet. That's the most incredible black American woman. Oh, my God. Oh, we're going to do some gospel songs, black traditional black American gospel songs. Isn't that this?
And we have a caller, Nina Hagen. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen.
Sorry?
Go ahead to Nina Hagen, caller.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah. My heart's pounding.
Mine too.
Nina Hagen. My name's Dandy Wind, and I play in Vancouver in a band called Dandy Wind, and you're my biggest influence.
Ooh.
And so my heart is pounding really
How
fast.
How sweet. Are you coming tonight?
Of course I'm coming tonight. I couldn't even believe you were coming. I was wondering why it is that you chose Vancouver to come to on your trip.
Vancouver chose me. We get the office, and when they pay the hotel, then we come.
Oh, and the show's sold out tonight?
I think it's pretty full, yeah.
Wow,
but
they told me
there's some tickets on the evening. In the evening, thingy pinky.
And Dandy, I think you told me a story about hearing a story about Nina playing in Vancouver years ago.
That's right. My friend, C.A., who is the wife of Bill Lieb, who's in the band Frontline Assembly, was at your show in 1984. I think it was at the Commodore.
Oh.
And here in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I guess there was a bunch of hipsters went out to the after party, and you were hanging out there, and I guess you took off all your clothes and danced.
Nine, I'd never done that. Maybe some of them, but never all of them.
Oh, just the top?
Mm.
Yeah.
I was only clothesless when I was born.
Do you remember that night, Nina Hagen?
I don't know, but you know, when I see those old faces again, and if they haven't changed that much, then I might remember.
Some other callers told us here at CITR, Nina Hagen, that they remembered you dancing on stage with a younger boy. Was that your husband at the time?
That was my boyfriend. We did a punk wedding, but that was not a real wedding. It was a spiritual, universal punk wedding under the motto, Punks of all nations, unite, unite. Don't fight.
Because I was going to play that record, but you kind of didn't want me to play that one.
I hate that song. It's a stupid song.
I do like the song. And was the guy singing the song, was he the guy that you ended up being engaged to or doing the punk wedding with? Is the guy in the picture on the record the same guy?
His name is Iroquois. He's also a musician. He was the stepfather for my daughter, Cosma Shiva, for many years. He's a very, very wonderful human being. And he's also making music. He's living in Ibiza still, in Spain. And Cosma, my daughter, is 23 years old now, and we just had a box office number one hit in Germany where she plays Snow White and I play the evil stepmother queen. So, yeah, Cosma had a couple of stepdaddies.
When you married him, did you get married at a White Castle hamburger joint? I heard you got married at a White Castle hamburger joint, and instead of throwing rice, they threw hamburgers.
Nine. It's the wrong information. We got married on a boat. Most of the crew got sick, but we sold it to the German press as a real wedding. So one of the biggest magazines gave us some money so we could invite our friends from Germany, like Die Toten Hosen, still a very successful punk band from Germany, and other friends. So we could create a big party, a big happening, a festival. And that was the main reason why we called it a punk wedding. And then we went on tour, and the tour was also called Punk Wedding. So we got married every night on stage when we did the song. So now you want to play the song, huh?
No, we won't play it. We won't play it just for you. And Dandy Wind, any other questions at all for Nina Hagen?
I have a few questions for you, Nina Hagen.
Okay.
When you're playing a big show like this one tonight, what do you do to prepare yourself? Like an hour before the show and you're backstage, what do you do?
Oh, my heart is pounding. I wish I could meet one person on this planet who could teach me to calm down. And it's just all this cosmic energy floating in, and it's for every musician the same. Because we're preparing to meet with other like-minded human beings, and we just want to do the best show ever. And so the adrenaline and the cosmic energy is just so huge. Poof!
Well, then, I'm performing tonight after your show.
Yeah, here's some little bit of breaking news for you, Nina Hagen.
Okay.
Dandy Wind here is doing a gig competing with your gig, kind of tonight, but she's not going to go on stage until after you're finished. And she wants to turn her gig into your after party, right, Dandy Wind?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
Oh, so I'm invited, right?
Yes, of course, if you want to come. That would be very exciting.
And just
so which club is it? What's it called?
It's called Lamplighter, and it's on 210 Abbott Street, which is in Gastown.
210
Abbott Street. It's the Lamplighter tonight, and you're probably on at about 1 a.m., right,
yeah,
Dandy?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
At least 1 a.m. at the Lamplighter. And Abbott, did you say?
Yeah, 210 Abbott.
210
yes.
Abbott. And, of course, the competing gig is Nina Hagen's gig tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. I think there still are a few tickets available. And actually, if anybody has any other questions for Nina Hagen, it's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You really are Nina Hagen. Aren't you Nina Hagen? You really are Nina Hagen.
Yes, I am Nina Hagen.
Any other questions at all, Dandy Wind?
Yeah, let me see.
I wrote the address down. We'll be there.
Okay, well,
can you put us on the list?
Let me see. I had a question.
Just a second, Dandy, when Nina asked to be on the guest list.
Oh, of course.
Now,
how
are you going to prove?
We got a date.
No, wait a second, Nina Hagen. Say some other people come to the door and say they're Nina Hagen. How do you prove that you are Nina Hagen?
I can show my passport.
That's pretty good, actually.
Oh,
lastly, Dandy Wind, any other questions at all?
Well, actually, first I just wanted to say that anyone who comes to see your show, Nina Hagen, tonight can come to my show for free. And I do have a couple questions because I love you and I know a lot about you from what I've read. And I just had a couple questions. One of them, there's a film you were in called Cha-Cha.
Yeah,
and
79 it was.
Because it's hard to find here, but that film you starred in with Lenny Lovitch.
Yeah.
And is that the first time you met Lenny Lovitch?
No, actually I did. In Amsterdam, when we were invited to co-star in this movie with Herman Brood, who sadly died a couple of years ago. Yeah. But I already did a song of Lenny Lovitch that is called Lucky Number One. In my version, it's called Wir Leben Immer Noch. And I loved and admired her before I met her. So then we became really, really good sister friends. And we also worked for animal rights and wrote Don't Kill the Animals.
And you did an outdoor art piece, didn't you, for animal rights?
Yeah. Oh, many times. I was standing in front of the Indian embassy in Berlin with some signs because we wanted to raise awareness that we should ask before we buy shoes, where does the leather come from? Is it from illegal slaughterhouses because they make those animals go some secret jungle ways and they break their tails if they break down and horrible stories. So we just wanted to raise some awareness to see where, you know, where the animals come from, what life did they have. Yeah.
Any other questions, Dandy Wind? Winding up here with Nina Hagen, 604-822-2487, UBC CITR, who's playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom, and a bit later, Dandy Wind is playing at the Lamplighter at 1 a.m. Show your Nina Hagen ticket stub and get in free to the Lamplighter. Lastly, Dandy Wind, any other questions?
Okay, can I just ask two more quick questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, first off, did you ever know Christian F. from Berlin?
Yeah, I know her. Mm-hmm. She's a good friend of mine.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Okay. But you know what? I haven't seen her since 10 years or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she still healthy?
She should. The last time I spoke with her, she was living in Spain.
Oh.
And she was very happy. But it's a good chance that, I mean, it's great that you mention her name.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's about time to check up on her again, yeah.
Okay. And also, there's a singer I really like from Germany. Her name's Gina X. And I was wondering if you ever played with her or...
Gina X? Isn't she from England, from London?
Gina X? I think she's German.
Yeah, didn't she always cross her nipples with some duct tape?
Gina... Well, I know that she called herself Gino, and she cross-dressed as a man.
Uh-huh.
She's German, but maybe she lived in England. I don't know, but I guess... You don't know either.
No.
Well, thank you very much, Dandy Wynn, for phoning in. And again, Dandy Wynn playing tonight at the Lamplighter at 1 a.m. And Nina Hagen playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. If anybody has any questions, it's 604-822-247, 604-UBC-CITR. Thanks so much for phoning in, Dandy Wynn.
Oh, okay.
And
thank you, Dandy.
Nina Hagen, yeah. I just wanted to tell you that I made a...
Oh, yes, maybe you should say, Dandy, how will Nina identify you at the gig? Because you're going to go to Nina's gig, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, because I have to get my costume on first, I'm going to be kind of dressed like a little mouse with black face paint and little black ears.
Wow.
And I'm going to be wearing my handmade satin Nina Hagen jacket.
Okay.
Which is really cool and maybe...
So I'm going to look out for a little black mouse,
yeah?
And you'll be right at the front there.
Yeah, I'll be right at the front.
Well, thanks so much, Dandy Wind, and doo-doo-da-loot-doo. All right. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we have another caller for Nina Hagen. Caller, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen.
Nina, you were asking for a way to control the energy before a concert.
Mm-hmm.
What you need is the ancient wisdom from a modern master, the healing art of Qigong.
Oh, this one. Didn't help me.
Energy manipulation.
But it doesn't help. It's not that I don't enjoy this energy pouring in. It is, I think I need this. What can I say? I'm going to check it out for sure.
I have a photocopy of the eight golden exercises that I can give you.
Yes, that would be so sweet of you.
It's all very self-explanatory. You read it, they have the positions. It shows you how to take control of positive and negative energy so much that you can create a force field around yourself.
Oh, I was born with a force field around myself.
Because you're so in tune with your energy and the spirit world and the animals and the planet that you have a sense that you're one of the few people that may be able to understand it.
Okay. I will try.
I would like to come to your show, but I don't have money for tickets.
Unfortunately, at this point, we don't have any to give away there, caller, but we appreciate the wisdom you're throwing towards Nina Hagen.
How about a backstage pass?
Oh, I don't know about that, because we have a huge guest list already, and they told me, don't make any promises which you can't keep, but you know what? Why don't you come there anyways?
What I'm going to do...
And have faith. Blind faith, but...
I'm going to put the information in an envelope, and who's your manager that I can give it to them?
Yeah, you can... J-
just be around there.
You can bring it to the gig, or you can maybe send it to Anina Hagen through her website, and next
no,
time she comes back.
Computers. I don't do computers.
Oh, how healthy. You just give it to us there.
There
going to get to me.
There'll be a, my name is Irwin.
Irwin?
I'll be dressed as a badass biker dude. You won't be able to mistake me for anyone else.
Well, thank you very much, Irwin. We really appreciate you calling in. And, dude,
and I don't. If you don't want to let me in, that's fine. But
no, just keep the face. Don't even.
It's a bit.
I want you to have the information because I think it would help you.
Yeah.
And I would be honored to meet you only for a moment would be enough for me.
Yeah, just keep the face.
And also, Irwin, hang on, because you never know. I mean, maybe later on in the gig, there'll be, like, scalper tickets going for real cheap at the very end. So just hang on.
I don't
even think about it. Maybe you're going to be in there just like I'm going to be in there.
But thanks so much, Irwin, and doot 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 doot.
Doot doot.
Irwin, doot 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 doot. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Yeah, it's Bev Davies phoning.
Hello, Bev. How the hell are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Nina, this is Bev Davies. She actually took a photo of you, I know, a few years ago. Right, Bev? Maybe you could describe that. What was that night all about? Maybe you could describe to Nina the photo that you took.
It was a wonderful night at the Commodore, which I hear you're at again tonight, so I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful night at the Commodore.
And actually, there's some tie-ins, isn't there, Bev? For instance, this last caller, Irwin, was talking all about being dressed as a biker guy. There's
right.
a connection to your story about bikers, isn't there?
Yes, Judas Priest, Nina, played the night before you played. They played at the Coliseum, and you know what their audience looks like and what they look like on stage. Well, I walked into the Commodore the next night, and I thought, wow, the entire Judas Priest band is here. Look at all of these people in leather. And then I looked around, and it wasn't Judas Priest. They'd gone on and left town. But it was your fans.
Oh.
So I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time, and welcome back to the Commodore, and welcome back to Vancouver.
Thank you.
Do you remember the photo that you took, Bev?
Yes. I looked at it just recently, and Nina had some kind of furry animal kind of down on the front of her, just below her waist, was it a fox or something?
I think it was a mixture between a wolf and a dog.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was at the Commodore Ballroom. Is that the last, when did the last time you played Vancouver, Nina Hagen? I was just curious about this.
Yeah, but you told me it was 18 years ago.
I just heard it was 18 years ago.
Oh.
I may have been spreading wrong information.
Oh, my God.
I was just guessing that.
We're going to ask the audience tonight.
They all know. Very good. They will know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Bev, for spreading the information about the Judas Priest Nina Hagen secret connection here on CITR Radio. And, Bev, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Click, click.
All right, thanks. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And we're speaking here live to the mother of punk, Nina Hagen. And speaking of mother of punk, you have the mother of punk company. You have Nina Hagen umbrellas, Nina Hagen.
Yeah, we made our own, our first collection, a fashion show in Cologne in September, and we launched our new company, and we are on the way to manufacture and hopefully also bring it to other countries, but in the very beginning. So we have not real leather, we have artificial leather clothes, jackets, skirts, and we have other also elegant long things and funny things and sexy things and umbrellas, as you said, and different bags and
any
shiny
guy
materials.
Any stuff for guys like myself? Is it all women's stuff, the mother of punk? I noticed on the website there were a few pictures of guys wearing the stuff.
Yeah,
is that unisex?
We just started a little bit for the guys. It was difficult for me to imagine something which they would love, but I have seen the Tibetan people, the Tibetan monks, and especially they have these beautiful long skirts, but other designers already picked up on that. But that might be a possibility that we're going to manufacture some really beautiful long skirts for the boys, which are like pants, but it looks just so Tibetan. Tibetanly beautiful, that might be part of or whatever. Second collection, as of it's, we're just in the beginning of this collection.
And Nina Hagen, is there a Nina Hagen solar car? I saw a picture of a Nina Hagen solar car with Nina Hagen art on it. Is there a Nina Hagen car?
Yeah, there was one. There's a German solar mobile company painted me on their car, and I drove it. And guess what? I don't drive real cars. I mean, real car. It's a real car, the solar cars, electromobiles. That's I can drive that because it's like kind of a go-kart. You just push down one button and it goes. And there's a mixture also between a bicycle and a car. I love these because they don't pollute. And
I thought it was amazing, a Nina Hagen car. And then I saw in another picture a giant ad. Was it for IKEA? And you were in an IKEA ad on giant billboards? What was that, Nina Hagen?
Yeah. Well, I don't really like to get so much involved in doing commercials, but sometimes I do that because I'm a guardian. I have a guardianship for an orphanage in Kabul, Afghanistan. So I need to send them money sometimes. As simple as that. So I did...
Could you send them any IKEA stuff? Was IKEA cool? Did they give you any free stuff?
No, they just gave me money, so we gave it to our orphanage in Kabul. And I was allowed to dress like Pippi Longstocking, which was fun. So it was a fun job to do.
And it was a giant billboard, too. Was this in Germany?
In Berlin. It was just for Berlin. They opened up a new IKEA building, and that was just local for Berlin.
And you are Nina Hagen playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And if anybody has any questions for Nina Hagen, it's 604-822-247. That's 604-UBC-CITR for the mother of punk, Nina Hagen. Nina for president. Nina for president. Now, Nina, what world leaders have you worked with? Like, you worked with Nelson Mandela, didn't you? Have you met Nelson Mandela?
Yes, I have met Nelson Mandela. We recorded that song So Bad on one of my albums with... I forgot his name. Oh, God. And then we went to a press conference when he was in Paris. And I stood up and I said, Nelson Mandela, I dedicated my new song to you. I want to give it to you. It's called So Bad. And it's you know, Bischoff, we sampled Bischoff Tutu from the television. And we sampled your voice from the television saying beautiful things like, you know, we never gonna stop. We gonna win our... a good, peaceful fight, and so he was delighted, and I gave it to him. And then he kissed me right and left on the cheek.
Wow! Have you kissed any other? Have you been kissed by any other world leaders at all that you care to tell about Nina Hagen?
Yeah, the Berlin mayor. We exchanged some bussies, yes.
Nina Hagen, you also built a hospital in India? Did you build a hospital
I didn't build it, but I did lots of charity work, so many of us were able to build it. It's a charitable hospital in the beautiful Himalayas, and it's a region where the people had no hospital at all, and they do free eye camps every year and free woman camps, and it's a great thing. I was there many times. I did a documentary about my experiences in India. It's called Om Gottes Willen Om Namah Shivaya. Exists on video and hopefully soon on DVD.
Did you also do a duet with Bob Geldof at one time, Nina Hagen?
Yeah, but we did. But we it's not... it's not on a record yet. That will be part of my new album.
What do you think of people like Bob Geldof or Bono?
Love him.
Or Bono from U2?
Love him.
Have you ever met Bono from U2?
Yes.
Have you done any duets with him? Talked any politics with him at all? Because he's been getting out there doing
stuff.
He's
wonderful. I love his energy.
When did you first see U2? Did you ever see them in the early days, like in 78, way back when?
Nay. Nee. I didn't. I met them in Paris, and I was I gave them an MTV award, and that was a couple of years ago. And I was this back and forth swinging spiral award, and it was like difficult to handle. But I
did it, and I handed it over to them.
And you are Nina Hagen, 822-2487, UBCCITR. That's the phone number to phone in. And if you want to go see Nina Hagen live tonight at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the mother of punk. Now, Nina Hagen, speaking of mothers, the mother of L.A., are you friends with Angeline from the billboards in L.A.?
Yes.
That's an amazing institution, isn't it? Angeline. Like, when you drive in L.A., that used to be Angeline.
Yeah. I am still, to this day, looking forward to her, to a record release, because I know that the sister has done some amazing ambient, spiritual, sexy songs. And she has played them to me in the state of being a demo. And it's so fabulous, and I always encourage her to bring it out, but till this day, I don't know if she is planning on doing that. That's up to her, but I surely would enjoy that, because she is, you know, she's not only that billboard queen thing. She also has something to offer there, but we don't know. I hope her management is going to at least put some sound bites on the homepage.
And you are Nina Hagen, live on an Already Human Serviette radio show. I've also heard that you've been on Hino's TV show. Who is Hino, for people that don't know? The magic of Hino.
Oh, dear. How should I describe Hino? He's an institution. He's like, I can't.
There is no other Hino.
Other than Hino. He's singing these old German national kind of anthems. And it was a little bit strange. We never knew, is he right wing or no? But then we met the guy. He's not right wing at all. He's just a folklore singer, you know, like country, German country.
What's his TV show like? You were on his TV show?
Oh yeah, many years ago in the 80s. So I dressed all in blonde and I did some stupid country songs with him.
There was another picture of you and Joan Collins together in a beauty salon. Do you remember that?
That was a collage. I love Joan Collins a lot, and I knew her book, Joan's Way, very about positive thinking and blah, blah, blah. And I have never met her.
Nina Hagen, 604-822-247, that's 604-UBC-CITR, if anybody has any questions for Nina Hagen, who is playing tonight. You're live on an Ardwater Human Serviette radio show. You're going to be live later on tonight at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. When you were on the David Letterman show years ago, you were talking about your hair and something about your stylist using fire to make your hair longer. This sounds very intriguing. Do you remember that?
Yes. I just talked about extensions.
It was something about using fire.
Nine hot iron things.
Okay,
you
I thought
know,
it was like
these hot things there.
I just pictured this giant amount of fire and Nina Hagen descending into the fire and the hair getting stuck on there. Thank you for clearing up. And the collage, too. Oh, my God. I thought for sure it was Nina and Joan Collins together.
Yeah. Maybe one day. You know, I'm working on a pilot for my own TV show for German television. My TV show producer, Martin, is coming to L.A. We have a gig there in the Key Club on the 23rd of January. And then we're going to shoot for the pilot. I want to do an interview with Dan Aykroyd about UFOs, because he knows a couple of things. He even wanted to do a TV show about it. And I read an interview that he was on the phone with Miss Britney Spears in Midtown Manhattan in the middle of rush hour traffic, and he was just ready to go upstairs to get the deal signed for his UFO TV show. And then a car pulled on the side, a black car, and some black-dressed person, man in black, came out, looked at him in an eerie way. Then Aykroyd said, "Britney, hang on, I shall call you right back." And then he turned around again, and that car and that man had vanished. And I want to meet Dan and ask him about that incident. And he has also other things to tell. And I myself have seen one. And today here in Vancouver, I've seen a little gigantic bug flying in the sky, but that was a zeppelin.
Nina Hagen, if you could pick five people to go on a UFO trip with you, who would it be if you could pick five people?
Okay, it would be, excuse my ignorance, what's your president's name here from Canada?
Sorry, what was that?
Excuse my ignorance. I do not know the your president's name, the name of your president.
Prime Minister Paul Martin.
Yeah, then I would choose Prime Minister Paul Martin from Canada. I would choose President George Bush. I would choose my Bundeskanzler, Georg Schröder. And I would choose the Chinese boss. And now we have four. The Chinese, American, Canada, German, and another important corner from the world president, and those people up there. Because have you heard what all the astronauts were talking about when they came back to Earth? They said up there they have a change of consciousness. They have like another it feels different up there. And when they look down to the Earth, they have a huge heart opening, and they don't feel national borderlines anymore. They feel like, hey, I'm not Russian. I'm from Earth, and so are you, Chinese man, and so are you, American man or woman. And that must be a great state of being, and I hope we can bring that down to the planet.
Caller, are you there?
I'm here, ready to go.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen.
Hi.
Nina, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Amazing that I'm speaking with you now. It's beautiful. Nina, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Two real quick ones. Have you ever heard of a band called The Evaporators?
The Evaporators, it's a beautiful name. But
I don't think Nina has. However, I do know that The Evaporators have a song called Crispy Space Bacon, caller. And the idea behind that song, Nina Hagen, is, do you believe that the astronauts actually went into space? Because some people have said they never went to space, because if the astronauts really were in space, they would have been turned into crispy space bacon, i.e. the radiation would have killed them. You know, the spacesuit can't stop the radiation. Do you believe that the astronauts actually went into space and actually went to the moon, Nina Hagen?
Yeah, because I have seen documentaries about it, and they were done by a friend of mine, a journalist called Michael Heisemann, and he has done these interviews with them personally, and those people are very trustworthy. And I also know the story about the moon, that might scientifically not possible with those suits they had to withstand the radiation on the moon. So I don't know about that one. There's a big controversy about that one. But, I follow all that.
Well, thank you very much, caller. And doodaloo-doo.
Yeah?
Yeah, John, my little boy wants to say hello to Nina.
Okay.
Say hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, John.
Hi, have a good time.
Okay.
Enjoy the show tonight, Nina. We love you.
Okay, doodaloo-doo.
Doodaloo-doo.
Almost. Doodaloo-doo. All right, okay. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we still have a few more minutes here with Nina Hagen phoning live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, because Nina Hagen is live here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, live on the Nerdwater Human Surveyor Radio Show, ready to take your call, 604-822-UBC-CITR, UBC-CITR. She's playing tonight at the Commodore Ball, the mother of all punk, Nina Hagen. Nina Hagen is your name. What do you think about Hagen? Haagen-Dazs ice cream, Nina Hagen.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know that it's a totally made-up name? Do you think they might have been influenced by you? Because it was made up by an ad agency. They came up with the name Haagen-Dazs because it sounded expensive and European.
Uh-huh.
But it means nothing in any language. It was the first luxury ice cream ever on the market. And I was thinking, maybe you should get some kickback for that. You know, Haagen-Dazs, Nina Hagen, have you ever approached them for sponsorship? Have they ever tried to give free ice cream to you?
No.
Nina Hagen? Ann Magnuson of Bongwater. Are you familiar with Ann Magnuson of Bongwater, the band, Bongwater? She did a little spoofing video called Nina Haagen-Dazs Witch, where she walked around a graveyard screaming. My friend Spanky from Seattle was wondering if you'd heard of that. Bongwater are an amazing band that were from the 1980s out of New York. And Nina Hagen, have you ever seen the film or theater version of Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Yes, I have seen the film.
How did you relate to it? Do you think it was an insult?
An insult to what?
To Eastern Germans at all.
No.
So you were down with it.
We are very funny people in East Germany.
Where were you in East Germany when you discovered punk rock? Or did you discover punk rock?
We discovered, you know, Brian Ferry. That was our Roxy Music. That was our kind of first step into punk rock because they painted their lips black. But punk rock happened to me when I was able to get out of East Germany. And it was in 76, and then I went to London. And that was my punk rock revolution directly at the source.
When was your first appearance on vinyl? You were in the band Automobile?
Yeah.
Because that pictures of that look amazing. Like you did 8-hour gigs, 5 hours of music, and 3 hours of dancing?
Yeah, I guess so, because we played for people to dance. We played not concerts, we played like all night, so people were dancing.
What year was that?
That was in 73, 74, 75, around that time.
And Automobile released records, right? There were actual records out there.
We recorded songs, and we even had a hit song in Germany called Du hast den Farbfilm vergessen, which was like a caricature of German Schlager music, German pop music. Du hast den Farbfilm vergessen means you forgot the color film.
Will you be doing any of those songs tonight at the Commodore, Nina Hagen? What is the oldest song you think you'll be doing tonight? Do any of your songs go back to 74? Or any of the covers you perform
go back
to 74?
I'm doing a song or two from one of my favorite female singers. Her name is Janice Martin. And she was the
She's
female
a rockabilly.
Elvis.
Yes, the rockabilly.
Yeah.
Caller, are you there?
No, I don't
know. Go ahead to Nina Hagen, Hans Kloss.
Nina.
Hi.
Nina, how are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I have a...
No, hey, call Hans, this is exciting. Nina Hagen.
And Hans Kloss.
I know, together, but Nina Hagen.
Are you kidding me? Man, I sit here in New York, I don't know, was it 20 years ago. But
uh-huh.
I was just, I saw you, and I was just very drunk, as usual, of course, anyway. But I loved every minute of it.
Oh.
Listen, I have a question. You probably know the director from Germany, Werner Herzog.
Yeah?
Yeah, he made a movie. It was called Stroszek.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember Stroszek?
No, sorry.
No, you don't.
Stroszek?
Stroszek, or Stroszek, or something like this.
Sounds
I don't know
Russian. Stroszek.
No, it actually sounds very German.
Oh.
Anyway, if you haven't seen it,
no.
I don't know where have you been, but you have to see this film.
Okay, thanks for the tip.
This is about this German family immigrating to U.S. and going through all the disappointment settling in a new country. But anyway, I have a question for you. A question is, how come you never hooked up with Blixer from Einstürzende Neubauten?
I did. We are great friends. We know each other from Berlin, 1977-78. And we are old friends, good old friends. And I was at the opening of an exhibition. He took photos from all the bathrooms all around the world in the hotel bathrooms. And that was an exhibition. And we're still great friends. And they're doing great. Einstürzende Neubauten, they had some amazing shows lately. And
they were here a few months ago, and they're brilliant.
Yeah, they're my friends.
Yeah,
great.
Hans Kloss, any other questions at all for Nina Hagen, who's performing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom?
There's a last question. What do you think about bands like Exmal Deutschland and you know, stuff like this?
Who?
Exmal Deutschland. That was like an all-girl band from 80s.
Oh, man, I must have been somewhere else. I don't know them.
No,
Exmal Deutschland?
That's right. They released like four records on, I forgot the label of it.
My God, we must be so many people on the planet. Okay, I'll check into it.
Well, it's like a kind of 20 years ago, but that's okay.
Okay.
And then, you know,
well, thank you very much, Hans Kloss.
Thank you for coming.
Doot, doot, a loot, doot.
Jawohl.
Almost Hans Kloss. Doot, doot, a loot, doot.
2-2.
All right. Thanks so much. And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we're speaking here live to Nina Hagen, who is playing the Commodore Ballroom tonight. If you want to talk to her, it's 604-822-247. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Now, Hans was mentioning a few German bands. I actually discovered a tape of yours. I found Nina Hagen at a garage sale put out by the Goethe Institute. Do you know anything about, is it called the Goethe Institute?
Goethe. It's a German poet, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
And this tape was filled with all these amazing bands from Germany, and you were the host of the tape. Do you remember doing this?
Like, yeah, I remember doing this. It was two shooting days. On the first shooting day, everything went well. In the evening, I probably got drunk, and the next day I had to always vomit in between shoots. So I hope it came across.
It looked great. I loved it because you were introducing all these bands, and I loved the way you said punk rock. Could you say that for me again? Do you think
punk rock?
Oh, I love that, Nina Hagen. Yeah. And now also what I was wondering, Nina Hagen, on the tape there was this artist Udo Lindenberg.
Yes.
What can you tell me about Udo Lindenberg? Because he did a song Germans.
Yeah.
It was very good. What happened to him?
He is he's still doing fantastic. I was just a guest on his Jubilee tour. It was 30 years of Udo Lindenberg. Consequence has a name, and that is Udo Lindenberg. And he has done a lot for the East Germans. He was always singing songs about that split situation there, and he was a hero in East Germany. And then he always took political stance. He's touring China. He took artists from all over the world, Chinese artists, into his show. And Eric Burton was there last time, Eric Burton. And I was his guest. He done some work with Nina and with lots of other girls and boys. And he's like a community man. He's kind of the godfather of the musicians in Germany. He's a good guy.
Did you see Nina in her earlier incarnation when she was playing with the band Stripes? She had an earlier band called Stripes.
Yeah. No, only on television. On television.
On this tape, it was just incredible, all the German bands I was turned on to. And you're like the host of this thing, doing, looks like, whatever you wanted to do. And speaking a bit of English there, like there was stuff there about Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. I forgot about Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah, I did a rap song for Falco after he has died on my last rock album called Return of the Mother. And there I sampled bits and pieces from Falco doing interviews. And he says very, very nice things, so that was my homage to Falco. But Nina, I know her very well, too. And we say Nina in Germany, not Nina. I'm Nina, she's Nina. But here in the English-speaking countries, they say Nina, N-E-N-A. That's Nina.
Thank
so my name, N-I-N-A, would be Nina.
And you are Nina Hagen.
I'm Nina Hagen, anyway.
604-822-247, UBC-CITR. Also on that tape, Klaus Nomi and Kraftwerk. Did you have any dealings with Klaus Nomi, Kraftwerk at all?
I just ran into a restaurant in 1980 in New York, and there he was. And we were introduced, and that was it. There was no dancing together.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen, William Jans.
I think it's fun that you both sound so incredibly excited and you're talking faster and faster. It's just incredible how to understand them both.
Now, William Jans is another photographer that took another photo of you, Nina Hagen. Right, William Jans?
Yes, that's going back quite a few years. And it's funny that my best memory of that was that, and you just did it a moment ago, and I would like you to do it again, if you could, is you everything you said was in a really deep voice, and it was just my eyebrows were going higher and higher. It was amazing.
That's not the only thing that was going higher and higher, eh? Ba-boom! Yeah. But William, what was the photo that you took of Nina, and where was it? Because we're still trying to figure out where she played last in Vancouver.
It was a Commodore, I'm quite sure, if my memory serves right. And I didn't dig out the photo or anything, but I think it was actually just seated in the backstage area, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was brief, but... Yeah, I just I got the photo, and my specific memory was just your voice and how deep you could go.
Yeah, isn't it sweet?
Have you been doing any...
I'm happy I can do that for you guys. Oh, my God.
Have you been doing any cartoons or anything,
yeah,
Nina Hagen?
Yeah, I have. I was the twin witch in the Oscar-winning Japanese animation movie called Spirited Away in German language. My daughter also played one of the main characters. And Cosma Shiva, my daughter, also did Mulan. I did Sally in Nightmare Before Christmas. I just finished synchronizing, we call it synchronizing, voice-overing a evil turtle in a new French animation movie called The Secret of the Frogs.
And you are Nina Hagen? Any other questions at all, William Jans?
I wanted to ask if you had any dealings or met with the people who were in Trio, who I thought did some great stuff.
Ah, da, da, da. They are so funny. They have a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah, I agree.
But guess what? I think I don't know them.
You did introduce them, though, on the videotape, because I know they're on that videotape.
But I don't know them personally, because during those years I was living in the United States and then in Ibiza in Spain. So sometimes I have not met the musicians of my era.
Thanks so much, William Jans. And doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Speaking here live to Nina Hagen, who's playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen.
Nina.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. I'm so happy.
Yay!
To be embraced by all of you. This feels so nice. Thank you so much.
Caller,
you're very welcome.
You have a question for Nina Hagen?
Nina Hagen, where were you when the wall came down?
We had a gig in Frankfurt in West Germany, and then after the gig we went into the tour bus, and the driver said, they are tearing the wall down. And then I can't believe it, but this must be a joke. Put on the radio, and then I started crying and got the goosebumps, and then we changed plans. We canceled the next couple of concerts because we went straight to Berlin, and we were part of a big charity kind of unification gig in the Deutschlandhalle, which is a big forum auditorium with many other bands.
Any other questions at all, caller, to Nina Hagen, who's playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom?
That was an awesome question, wouldn't you think?
It was, and thank you for calling in, and doo 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 doo.
Doo doo.
And caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead to Nina Hagen, who's playing tonight live at the Commodore Ballroom, believe it or not.
I believe it, and I've been looking forward to it.
Nina Hagen! Hagen!
No. The last time I recall her being here was with Family Plot, July 22nd, 87 at 86th Street.
All right! Thank you very much, caller. So one more time again, that was July...
22nd, 1987.
1987, and were you at the gig? Were you playing at the gig? What do you remember about the gig?
I have this habit of writing down song lists and things, so I have all this information.
So you wrote it down, but you didn't go to the gig?
I was at the gig, yes.
Oh, so you did write it down. What was the gig like then?
It was great. It was very good.
Oh, thank God.
And are you going tonight at all, caller?
Oh, yes.
And what are the differences going to be from July 22nd, 1987 to January 14th, 2005 for the Nina Haga gig that's happening?
Well, I think we're all a lot older, and in my case, I had a lot more hair back then. But
oh, you cut it a chart, huh? No, y'all, well, you know.
Yeah.
How about you, Nina? Any of the same songs, do you think, from 87 to 2005?
Yeah, maybe, because we're going to probably celebrate New York, and couple of doing that. But we have lots of new and other stuff now.
Are there any songs you're looking forward to at all, caller?
Nature Train or Heist would be wonderful.
Oh, boy. Well, oh, God. You must also understand that when you are a professional singer and you are 20 years old, or let's say 23 or 20 whatever, and then you turn 50, your voice changes and you cannot do the operatic, the high, super over-the-top soprano operatic things anymore, because I am ultimately an alto. Mm-hmm. Mezzo-soprano. So I cannot go up there for you anymore.
Oh,
Yeah.
But Nina will be on stage for you tonight.
I will satisfy you anyways.
Well, I'm going to be in the alley afterwards because I'm hoping I can get all my old vinyl signed.
Okay, we will do that. And I will tell the guys not to let you stand in the cold outside, that they have kind of a room or a corridor or a space where you can wait or we get to meet inside, because that would be awful if you guys have to stand outside because it's winter.
It's only going to be minus 13.
You are so nice to your fans. You are so nice to your fans, Nina Hagen. And thanks so much, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doot.
July 22nd, 1987 is when you played here last, Nina Hagen.
That I remember.
And thank you very much, caller, for that. And talk to you later.
Right, bye.
And Nina Hagen, just continue on your lastly winding up fans. I was reading an interview with you where you said there's a Swedish fan that always comes to all your gigs, a guy from Sweden.
Yes, he's an old man. He was an old man. I haven't seen him since a while, but he was very, very old. Maybe he's not on the planet anymore, but maybe he is. We didn't play in Sweden for a while, but wherever he is, he was great. He was a world traveler. He went to Tibet and India and here and there and everywhere, and he always showed photos from his world travels. He was the sweetest guy, and he was, as I said, old in age, but not in spirit, because he embraced all, arts and music, and he came to the loudest concerts.
Like Nina Hagen's tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. And again, you're Nina Hagen, 604-822-247, UBC, CITR, if you want to speak live to the mother of punk. Now, you're also kind of, I think, the mother of heavy metal in a kind of way, because on this tape that I saw from the Gulf Institute, you were playing some heavy metal bands like Warlock, who had a female singer, and she was kind of in the leather Nina Hagen-ish vein. What do you know about the Warlock band from Germany?
Yeah, the lead singer's name is Doro Pesch, and I think she's still making music, and but I haven't seen her myself for a while, but I hope she's doing fine.
How about Halloween then the Scorpions?
Ah, the Scorpions. Scorpions are from Hannover, where our Bundeskanzler is residing when he's not working in Berlin in the parliament. The Scorpions, yeah, well, they are rich bastards. Yeah.
And Nina Hagen, Rammstein, and an email question came in for you, Nina Hagen.
Okay.
And it said, you covered Rammstein. Did you cover some Rammstein?
Yes, with Apocalyptica, a band from Finland. They're called Apocalyptica, and they all play cello. They are classically trained musicians, and they play cello. And all their songs, sometimes cover songs, are done on cello. And it's amazing. And we went to Finland to do a wonderful music video for it. And hopefully I will be able to also work with Till, the lead singer from Rammstein, that he's doing something for my new album with me, because I absolutely admire their art. And they come from the same little corner of East Berlin than I do. That's funny, huh?
Well, the emailer also wondered who would win a fight, and I think we kind of know the answer now, between KMFDM and Rammstein. Do you know KMFDM?
Yes, I worked with them. We did a joint venture, and I did a song with them called Witness.
Who do you think would win the fight?
Rammstein.
How about Mouse on Mars? Do you know Mouse on Mars at all?
Who on Mars?
Mouse on Mars, another German band.
Oh, I haven't heard of them. But have you heard of the German band called Oomph?
No, but I want to.
OOMP. It's on my homepage. Listen, I made my own homepage because my old webmaster was so expensive, and as I told you before, I have a guardianship for an orphanage in Kabul. So I got rid of the expensive webmaster, and now I'm my own webmaster. And you find a link page there, and there you can click on OOMP.
Nina Hagen, 604-822-247, UBC, CITR, to speak live to Nina Hagen. I've got to ask you these last couple questions here. 1977, you went to London. You're the mother of punk. What did you look like back then? What did the punks think of you when you walked in there? Was it any different than what they were wearing? Did they copy? You know, take us back to London, 1977. What did you look like?
No, I was this romantic girl from East Berlin. I was a little overweight at those time because all this Kentucky Fried whipped chicken and steaks and blah. And I became the best friend with Ariana, lead singer of the Slits. She's German too. Her mother too. Her mother was still the wife of Johnny Rotten. Now the boys, the big boys, they kind of thought I'm kitsch. I'm from Berlin. I have no clue. But I was a great help to my female friends because I could give them good tips how to use the voice, how to not strain it, how to make it stronger, blah blah blah. So I was just sucking in all the knowledge, all the vibes. I was not pretentious. I didn't have what you perceive of me as an image yet. But still, I am the same. I always, you know, I'm a sweet little 3-year-old girl. The other day, my telephone was ringing. I picked it up and said, "Hello," and the voice said, "Can I speak to Nina?" Well, who is it? Anastasia Kinski. I said, "Oh my God, it's Anastasia Kinski. It's me." So it's like I'm still the same than I was when I was 3 years old. I'm not a pretentious asshole.
At that time, Nina Hagen, what sort of bands were you fans of? Like, did you see The Jam, The Clash,
yeah.
The Pistols?
Oh my God, yes, The Clash, and The Sex Pistols, and Adam and the Ants, and Susie and the Banshees, and The Slits, and again The Slits. And there were also a couple of more, Generation X, of course.
How about the Damned, or say The
Black? Yes, there were so many, and even many of whose names never got that famous. Of course I can't remember
them
right now.
Well, the Slits were your favorite, I guess.
Yeah.
But what were the other bands you think that really were your favorites? Because, you know, people are always asked what they like, The Clash or The Pistols or The Jam. What were you in?
It's so funny because The Clash and The Sex Pistols is like The Stones and The Beatles. But I embraced them all. I loved them all.
How about Paul Weller and The Jam? Did you like the mods, the mod movement?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How exciting. We did that ourselves. When I did my first two albums with the Nina Hagen Band, then I split up from them, and it was a huge upheaval in East Germany. How could she? That successful band. But I have to move on. You see, I enjoy to work with different musicians. I cannot get stuck with one orchestra. So, I became part of a team, of a group, and we called the show the Babylon Wheel Fall Show. And we had ska music and reggae and punk and rock and classical and political, satirical, everything. That's who I am. I want to embrace everything. I don't want to be clustered into one cupboard.
Nina Hagen, where do you get your outfits from? I saw another picture where you're wearing this incredible outfit. It has flags on it. It even has a Canadian maple leaf on it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that outfit? Where do you get your clothes? Do you
the
have
outfit.
Them all? Is there an archives? Are you going to donate them to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Have any been lost? What about your daughter? Does she ever wear them out?
Nah, she has a totally different style than I do. But I gave lots of my clothes for charity. I had my own TV show, which was not on TV. It was in front of a live audience in Berlin, in New York. And there we made a charity bazaar. And that's where my clothes all went, all my shoes, all my everything.
We're going to end this interview here with Nina Hagen with a song called Wah, right? A song called Wah?
Wow, wow.
Wow, wow. And that was by Giorgio Moroder. Father, right?
No, that song was not done by Giorgio Moroder. The first song you played at the beginning of your show, that was co-produced by Giorgio Moroder and Keith Fossey.
What could you tell the people about Giorgio? He's an interesting character, isn't he? He did, like, Top Gun, Flashdance, and Nina Hagen. Like, what a combination.
Yeah, he was the co-producer. Keith Fossey did most of the work, and Keith Fossey is the one who has done all the albums with Billy Idol. But Giorgio Moroder was a little snob, and he was a little sexist. And I could have called the police for sexual harassment, but I didn't.
Did you get a lot of that over the years?
I have only seen him during that production, and only occasionally, because he, as I said, he hasn't done much for this album. He just gave his name.
I guess I was just curious about the harassment you may have got over the years, Nina, from being a woman. Do you feel that you fought back enough? Have you ever felt that you haven't fought back enough? Or have you ever felt like you held back when you should have gone out and gone crazy? Or have you fought back and lost opportunities? Have things changed? Because, I mean, you're the mother of punk.
Yeah.
You're, like, pioneering this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Is it as tough now as it was back then? Because it seems to me like if you're able to do like a punk band basically in East Germany, everything else is going to be easy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what we create, our own reality. We must not get manipulated by anybody, not even by ourselves. What was your question?
I guess I was just wondering about being a young woman playing music behind an iron curtain. Basically,
I was always so inspired by the music which came from the rest of the world, from everywhere, especially from the Black Americas. And
how hard was it to get the stuff? Was it totally underground? Was it
bootleg? We recorded everything from the radio, and the radio waves didn't know no borders.
So
they still don't.
So the authorities couldn't jam the... So you didn't know what the people looked like then?
Doch, of course. We also had West television.
Oh, you did?
Of course. You just switched it up and bong, you see the West television, West German television.
Speaking of movies and stuff, do you remember Lotta Linja at all?
Of course. One of my heroes, yeah.
She was a great singer, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Lotta Linja.
Actress, singer. Mm-hmm.
And she was in that movie From Russia with Love. She had like the razor blade in the shoe.
Really?
Yeah.
From which year is that movie?
That was like a Sean Connery 1960s James Bond type thing.
Wow.
What can you tell the people about Lotta Linja winding up here, Nina Hagen?
Yeah, Lotta Linja was an immigrant like Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht. Went to New York. She was the first singer who starred in the Three Penny Opera. She is a great Brecht interpreter. She's a Brecht actress, and that's how I got to know her.
Nina Hagen, you're playing tonight at the
yeah.
Commodore Ballroom, 604-822-2487, if anybody has any questions for Nina Hagen. And Nina Hagen, have you heard any new bands these days that have got your ears? Have you heard the Dresden Dolls at all? There's a band called the Dresden Dolls.
From the city called Dresden?
No, they're not. I think they're from America. But I think they have that vibe.
Dresden Dolls. Oh, that's so funny. Because, you know, the people in Dresden, they speak a little bit different. They have a funny accent.
And Nina Hagen,
I don't know them, but maybe one day.
How about your fashion? Have you seen your fashion pop up anywhere in bands that are coming up? Have you seen any younger bands?
I don't really have a fashion. I am just dressing what I feel would make me feel like the doll I am. And I have a fashion line, but I don't have a fashion.
And one thing I find fascinating about you, Nina Hagen, is your mom. I can't believe all the movies she was in. Tons and tons of movies.
Yeah. In the 50s.
Yeah,
so cute.
But even it seems like she's still doing the movies.
She is.
Now, in Germany, is she a big star? Is she a big movie star? Do people know her? Do they recognize her?
Yeah, people still embrace her, especially the East Germans, because, we are from there. But also my papa, my daddy, Hans Hagen, he wrote the very first post-war comedy about the black market and the Americans and the Russians.
Nina Hagen, has your mom been in any English movies at all? Any movies that we could check out in English, your mom, Nina Hagen's mom?
No, but on my homepage there is a film and voiceover page, and there you can see one of her films on video, and she has a homepage where you can probably order her films.
Nina Hagen, have you ever met Courtney Love at all, being in L.A.?
No, I have not, and I feel kind of sad about what she's doing, because she's not behaving like I can't be proud of her. I'm sad about it. I wish she would be stronger and do more normal things.
Nina Hagen, lastly here, The Pack. Do you ever remember a band from Germany called The Pack, an early punk band featuring Jörg Evers? Just wondering about this.
Nein, oh my God, it seems I know nothing. But guess what? I was in the show Millionaire in Germany for charity, and I won €500,000.
Wow. And where did you give that to?
That goes to different SOS children villages charities.
Anything else you'd like to add to the people out there at Alnina Hagen who is playing tonight at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada? First gig in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada since July 22nd, 1987. Thank you, caller, for that.
Yeah, and you want me to add something?
Yeah, anything else you'd like to add to the people out there?
Okay, I add some healthy, natural yogurt. I'll add some vinegar and some organic vegetables. That's what I add.
And Nina Hagen, why should people care about Nina Hagen? Why should people care about Nina Hagen?
I don't know.
Well, thanks so much, Nina Hagen. Really appreciate you phoning into the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. Tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. Tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. You're going to be performing. And now we're going to cut into the song Wah, right? The song Wah?
Wow, wow.
And any background on this particular song about
Nina Hagen? Yeah, it's a song about a dog. Because, you see, in our relationships, we create our loving, romantic or whatever relationships. We always try to change each other or put restrictions or control mechanisms. But our dog, he is always our dog. You know, a dog is a dog. We don't manipulate the dog. Of course, we teach him not to shit in the room and stuff. But, you know, it's a homage to the dogs.
Well, thanks so much, Nina Hagen. Keep on rocking in the free world. And do-do-do-do-do.
Dying, dying.
wanna go out, and New York City has to sell the honeyest crowd. Especially for me, this is true. I have the best time when you're there.
Hello, show, when we are ready to boo, we are going disco. But before we leave, it's 7th Street. We are going to another disco. Disco, after disco, and shaking a hand to the disco band. A.M.P.M. Pyramid, Roxy Man Club, Dance Team. We are the newest club. It's opening up. The newest club is opening up. The newest club is opening up.
New York City has the fanciest rule. When you wanna live in this town, you just have to be